Capital gains tax is a tax you pay on the profit you make when you sell some asset that increases in value over time. Some common examples are real estate, like land, house, apartment, stocks and shares, mutual funds, and gold. Please keep in mind, not all assets are subject to capital gains tax. For example, your household furniture or a car you use for personal purposes, these are assets, but they will not be taxed during sale. Furthermore, assets are of two types, financial and non-financial asset. Financial assets are your cash and savings account, stocks and bonds, mutual funds, debentures, that is corporate loans, or retirement accounts. And non-financial assets are those that you physically own or control, like real estate, land, buildings, apartments, equipment and machinery, cars, jewelry, collectibles, patents, copyrights, trademarks, etc. So what capital gains tax mean is that the government wants a share of the profit you make when you sell any of these asset class that I mentioned. So they charge you a capital gains tax on it. It's like the government is saying, hey, you made some extra money, so contribute a certain portion to the government. Now the key point over here to understand is that the capital gains tax only applies to profits. If you sell something for a loss, that is less than what you bought it, there is no capital gains tax to pay. Now this capital gains tax is further divided into two categories, depending on what the asset class is and how long you held it before selling. It is termed as short-term or long-term assets. In India, there are different tax rates for short-term capital gains, that is if you held it for less than a year. And then there is a different tax rate for a long-term capital gains, that is if you held it for more than a year. In yesterday's Union Budget, the short-term capital gains tax rate has been increased from 15% to 20% on financial assets. Long-term capital gains tax rates have also been raised from 10% to 12.5% for all financial and non-financial assets. However, the exemption limit for capital gains on certain listed financial assets has been increased from 1 lakh to 1.25 lakh per year. Meaning any profit you make up to 1.25 lakh on selling listed financial assets in a year is exempted from capital gains tax. It's like a buffer zone where the government doesn't take a cut. However, if your profit exceeds 1.25 lakhs, that is it goes above the exemption limit, then only the amount exceeding the limit will be taxed. For example, if you sell shares and make a profit of 1 lakh, you don't have to pay any capital gains tax, even if it is before or after 1 year. Because it falls within the exemption limit. But if your profit is 1.5 lakhs, then only 25,000 will be taxed based on the holding period, that is 20% before 1 year and 12.5% after 1 year. But then what I want to point out here is that there is no problem with the capital gains tax with respect to selling stocks and shares. Because over a long period, the power of compound interest on your investments can be substantial. Even with capital gains tax, your overall returns might still be very good. Although it will reduce your overall returns, but still, compounding has its own magic. The real concern comes when you look at your non-financial tangible assets, like gold and real estate. Let me explain with an example. Let's say you bought a house 20 years ago for 10 lakhs. Today, the same house might sell for 50 lakhs. So it is believed that the 50 lakhs sale price is not your full profit. Some of it just reflects how much less 50 lakhs buys you today compared to 20 years ago. Basically, this is called adjusting inflation. But there is a better term, it's called indexation. Both are same concept. So you need to adjust your purchase price for inflation before selling. Let's say the inflation adjuster or indexation comes out to 30 lakhs. Now the question is, how do you calculate inflation adjuster or indexation rate? So what happens is that the Government of India publishes a table called the Cost Inflation Index, CII. This table shows a number for each year, reflecting the average inflation since a base year, usually 1981 or 2001, depending on the property. Here is how you calculate the indexed cost of your property. Find the CII for the year you sell the property. You can find these tables online from government websites or tax resources. Find the CII for the year you bought the property. This might be a bit trickier for older purchases, but tax advisors or resources can help you find the right historical CII. Use a formula, index cost of property is equal to purchase price multiplied by CII for sale year divided by CII for purchase year. This formula basically adjusts your original purchase price for inflation. You will notice the higher the inflation between purchase and sale year, the higher the index cost of your property will be. This is an example where you will see that inflation can work in your favor by reducing your tax burden. Otherwise, we all usually criticize inflation. Inflation is a double-edged sword. While it can benefit you with capital gains tax, it also increases the cost of living overall. So anyhow, once you find the indexation price of your property, so here I will take an example that your inflation adjusted price comes out to be 30 lakhs. This means the government would only tax you on the remaining profit, which is 50 lakhs, that is the sale price, minus 30 lakhs, that is the inflation adjustment price. That will be equal to 20 lakhs. So 20 lakhs is your capital gain. Since you sold it after 20 years, that means 12.5% long-term capital gains tax will be applicable to you. Now what the government has done is, they have removed this benefit of indexation. In other words, what the government is saying is that we won't consider inflation anymore. You pay tax on the whole amount. If we go back to the same example, 50 lakhs minus 10 lakhs is 40 lakhs. So 12.5% of 40 lakhs is 5 lakhs. And before this government decision, if you calculate with 10% capital gains tax with indexation included, it used to be 10% on 20 lakhs, which is 2 lakhs. If you notice, without the indexation benefit, the difference between the sale price and purchase price is bigger. This translates to a higher capital gain tax. Previously, you had to pay less tax. That means now without the indexation benefit, you cannot adjust the purchase price of your asset with inflation. This will definitely hurt the seller, or you can say the seller will have to increase the price of the property for selling so that they can cover this tax loss. So why do you think the government did this? Of course, more tax money is equal to more government revenue. Apart from that, you must also keep in mind that whenever government makes policy to increase tax rate, that also means that they are trying to discourage something. So in this case, the government is trying to discourage frequent property selling. Because now when there is no indexation benefit, people might hold on to their properties, reducing the overall market activity. Because if government discourages frequent property sale, that will definitely influence the real estate market and bring some stability in the real estate market. Because there are a lot of people who buy property for quick price hikes and then sell for profit. With the tax increase, there will be some control over this kind of activity. This will create more stable market environment. One thing about real estate that you will agree is that the seller wants the highest possible price for the property, and the buyer always wants the best deal, if not a very low cost. This push and pull between sellers and buyers is what determines property value. But it also creates an unstable market environment where someone, either the buyer or seller, will end up losing a lot, and that gets passed on to the entire property selling community, and it has a cascading effect. The seller-buyer push and pull can create situations where someone feels like they lost a lot, but it's not always a zero-sum game. If a seller sets an unrealistic price and it takes a long time to sell, it can influence other sellers in the area to overprice their properties. This can create a domino effect where prices stay inflated until the market corrects itself. In some situations, sellers might be forced to sell due to unforeseen circumstances like job loss, relocation, and might have to accept a lower price than they would have liked. This can put downward pressure on prices in the neighborhood. So to bring some stability in the real estate market, the government has removed the indexation benefit and decided to tax the entire profit.